Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Pastor Thomas Zelt, but not as Pastor Zelt necessarily of Prince of Peace or as a congregation member, but more as Pastor Zelt, the one who is helping us figure out ways to support and be part of the Garuna mission of getting schools in Siem Reap. Pastor Zelt, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate the time.
Pastor Zelt, so as I said, we're talking to you more about your Garuna mission aspects and how you can get the congregation to understand and be excited about how excited you are about the things that we can do over in Cambodia. And so from your perspective, what is the most exciting aspect?
I think there's really two things that strike me as being really valuable. One is it's very easy to lose sight of the most important thing that we could be about, namely letting people know about Jesus who don't know about Jesus.
Okay.
And it's easy for us to kind of become focused on ourselves or all what we do in a certain spot. So it's always critical for the body of believers to keep their eyes on out there looking for the lost.
The outward focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anytime that we can do something that helps us always keep that in front of us. Mm-hmm. So that's one. So even if people are not participating in Garuna or the Siem Reap campaign, and God doesn't lay that on their heart for that, just the idea that that's what we're about is really important for a congregation to keep that in
their head. DNA of the congregation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other to me is, this is in the 10-40 window, and those are the 10 degree and 40 degrees latitude, and you go like, yeah, that is a window that really has never known the message of Christ very well, particularly in Southeast Asia.
So that 10-40 window, you're talking about on the globe or the map, right? There's a space there that throughout the whole globe?
If you go from the Himalayas east,
okay,
and so that kind of that window is the one that really has never heard much. If you go west, Persia, in the areas of Iran and Iraq, they have heard about Jesus at different points in history.
Yeah.
But if you go east of the Himalayas, they really have not heard much about Jesus. So there has not been a lot of missionary activity in Cambodia or Indonesia or those areas. And now it has opened up in a way where we can go into a place like Cambodia, and God has opened that door following disastrous things that they've experienced, and talk about Jesus to a people who really don't know about him at all. Those two things are very exciting to me. It's like cutting edge ministry where we really need to be.
Okay. The idea that there are people who haven't been exposed to Jesus at all, I think it's hard for us to wrap our minds around. Because, yeah, there are lots of people in the United States who don't know Jesus. And there are lots of people who have no idea actually who he is. Never really heard the true story about him. But if you were to say Jesus to them, they would have a recollection of some sort of who Jesus is supposed to be. It might be totally wrong, but they have the concept.
Yeah, they would know the name.
Yeah.
They've heard the name.
Yeah, so they've heard someone curse.
Right.
You know? But imagine going to a place where no one even knows to blaspheme.
Not even know that name. They wouldn't
know
that name at all.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So that's getting our minds wrapped around that. Like, this is that kind of a fertile place where the Holy Spirit can just do wonderful things.
Yes, that's what Jesus had in mind when he said, you know, make disciples of all nations. The word that's used there is ethnos, so it's every ethnic group. And so the idea that we're reaching ethnic groups and variety of them even in that area that have never heard about this at all. They don't even know the name, like you say.
Yeah. All right. So that's, you're excited for those two reasons. And they're very good reasons to be excited, obviously. So looking back, how has Prince of Peace been engaged in this mission opportunity already?
Back in the teens, 2010s, we really wanted to figure out how to have a hands-on touch with mission work outside of the United States. And so we looked at a couple different opportunities for that. And as we've dabbled our toes in the water for some of those experiences, they didn't quite turn the way we wanted them to go. And so we thought, okay, that's not it. And that's not it. And that's not it. And then as God providenced that, we got connected to Jeff and Cheryl Ehlers with the Garuna Foundation or Garuna Ministries. They said, hey, you know, we're starting these schools. And I thought, well, can a congregation be involved in a kind of hands-on with that?
Yeah.
And so then we sent a couple of our teachers over there for an experience to train their teachers. And when they came back, said, this is a great thing. Let's be involved with this. And so from 2017 on, beginning in 2018 is the first school that we were able to build. And then in 2021, we built that. And then, so this is a third opportunity. So it looks like it's like an every 3 year thing for
us. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
We're doing something else this year. And for Prince of Peace, we're kind of the cutting edge. We're the alpha group of this, trying to figure out what to do with this. And Garuna Ministries said, okay, you're the first congregation that's ever kind of tried to own, you know, the
one property sort of.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's been great. And other churches have followed that example. So this year, the group that from Prince of Peace that's going in June to do a vacation Bible school type of ministry there at the schools in Cambodia is the first time a church has done that.
Hmm.
And so this group that's getting ready to go in June is, again, the kind of the test pilot to see, is there a way that...
How will this work?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so they're putting together all sorts of things, from flannel graph to songs to you name it. And so when they get to do this, they'll come back and go, yeah, it worked or it didn't work. And so other churches are going to be able to do the same kind of thing hands-on. But we get to be the first to go try this.
Test pilots.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we were test pilots for the, you know, kind of the idea of taking on a whole site by ourselves first, right?
Exactly.
What are some of the other churches that have kind of followed suit in that?
Well, right now there are a couple different groups around the United States. There is a group from Omaha that is five churches and two other organizations in Omaha. And we got to be there in January when they dedicated their first schools in Prevang. Then there's another church in the Phoenix area that has picked it up and said, we would like to do this. So they have now raised funds to build a school. And so they've kind of followed suit with
that. So there's multiple schools being built at one time now.
Correct.
That's really cool.
It is cool. And it is really organized and operated and directed by the believers in Cambodia. It's not like, hey, we're doing this from a colonial standpoint. It is they own that, and we just are helping them do what they really want to do.
Yeah, I talked to Dave about that a little bit. Dave Hemker, I interviewed a little bit earlier about the Garuna Ministries, and he had mentioned how the Ehlers had come upon this idea after being missionaries and what to do. And I'm looking forward to seeing if I can actually get the Ehlers on a podcast. They're going to be here on the 28th and see if I can pull them aside for about 10 minutes, learn a little more about their history and all of this and their point of view, because I think it's a unique one, especially among missionaries in the LCMS and what they've figured out works. It's very different than we typically go about missions in the LCMS.
Yes, and honestly, I think of them as heroes. They really are. What they came back, they were missionaries in Thailand and then came back and thought, we need to do more in training of the people that live there, the indigenous population, the believers that are there. How can we help them? And so the whole founding of Lutheran Institute Southeast Asia.
Huge.
Development of the schools, the whole training programs that are going on in a number of ways, partnerships with Grand Canyon University. This is really all God leading them to do this.
Yeah, and it's the way it should be done in reality. Like, we don't come in and, you know, and save the day. We just share the gospel and then train leaders to do the same thing.
Right. Like that's... And in my mind, they are heroes for what they have been able to launch and help facilitate and how they want to go about doing it.
Yeah, it's really cool to see Lutheran Christianity in its context.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And not Missouri or Midwest Lutheran Christianity happening somewhere else, but Lutheran Christianity happening in Cambodia is Cambodian Lutheran theology. It's just neat.
Right. And it is a huge privilege for us. Here we are, I don't know, 15 time zones away or whatever that is, but here we get to, in little ways, come alongside this fledgling church and these people that are saying, we want to talk about Jesus to people. Could you help us do that?
Yeah.
What a privilege it is for us to be part of that.
Yeah. And so, folks, if you're hearing this, you need to listen to the podcast with Dave Hemker. Yeah, check it out, because Dave talks more about LISA, which is the Lutheran Institute of Southeast Asia. He talks all about how raising up teachers and pastors through that to serve that area. It's just really, really neat. Pastors out. Thinking about going forward as Prince of Peace, being part of this initiative, if your dream were to come true, what would it be?
First, I hope that it's more than just my dream, that we all share this. and that we are excited that God has somehow opened the door for us to be part of that. Mm. When the congregation set down a vision plan right before COVID broke out, we said, yeah, if we want to dream, it'd be 4 schools in 10 years. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing to me if we were able to do that. Mm-hmm. The other with that, I would say if we could continue to be partners with the training programs through Luther Institute, through our partnership with Grand Canyon, through what's happening online,
and
Sony Jeske's work with helping that happen, what an incredible window and opportunity for us as a church. If I had to dream a dream, I would say just keep doing this. Keep going at it. You never know the little things that God can use and turn into big things. Mm. Sometimes we make plans so little it's a miracle that God can use, and we ought to dream so big that if it ever came true, it could have only been God.
Mm. Good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you have the ear of the congregation, which you rarely ever have. Is there anything else you'd like them to know when it comes to Prince of Peace, our brothers and sisters in Cambodia, and how we can be connected?
I'm proud of our fellowship. I'm proud of our brothers and sisters in Christ that are part of this fellowship that said, no, we want to be part of this. Mm-hmm. Even COVID, during COVID, they said, yeah, we want to be part of this. And the first school, the second school that we built was in 2021, just coming out of COVID. Mm. And in spite of all the other things going on, we really want to do this. Mm. And it's just a privilege to be part of a fellowship that puts this as a priority in their lives.
Mm. Good words. Well, Pastor Zilt, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.